Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Robert Lighton joins us from time to time to restore some order. Robert is the author of the new book, which is an important one, folks. I encourage you to get it. Buy two or three of them and give them to your children. Give them to your educators.
Yep.
It's called Resolve. Debate can revolutionize education and help save our democracy. It's a very thoughtful book, folks. Very well written in plain English. Even I can understand it. Robert, thanks again for writing the book and for your leadership. Even though you and I often don't agree on things and we debate those things, I want you to tell people how they can find you and find your book.
Amazon, you know, Barnes & Noble. Just look for Resolved, and then, you know, Debate Can Change. Debate Can Revolutionize Education and Help Save Our Democracy. It's online.
Resolved. Just like when you hear people debate, that's the first thing they say. Resolved. These are the things that we're going to debate. So, Robert, talk to us about where you think the economy is right now.
Well, we got good news and bad news. So let me start with the good news. Good news is that the data show a remarkable uptick in new business formation, which has been flat for, I don't know, ever since probably 2008.
That's right.
And we don't know if it's going to hold. We don't know if it's going to hold because some of these people may be just doing it because the unemployment system expanded to new businesses, so it helped to start a new business. But I think there are signs that a lot of new businesses are formed to try to adapt to the post-pandemic economy. So that's the good news.
Well, can I stick one other little piece of good news in on that? The last thing you just said, to take advantage, not only will they take advantage, these new businesses won't have pre-pandemic baggage. See, one of the issues, this is a big part of my work, Robert, is helping people who have 20th century, early 21st century paradigms. They have to shift those paradigms at least a little bit in some cases a lot, to deal with what I call the new regular economy in the post-pandemic. The new businesses don't have that problem, and that's the advantage, another advantage they have.
Right, right. So that's the good news. The bad news is, of course, we're in the middle of a second wave of the virus. The vaccine probably won't be available until sometime next year.
Yeah.
Public trust is eroded. We've talked about this before, about public trust is eroded in the government. So you're going to have a lot of people who are not going to take the vaccine. So we're not going to get to what's called herd immunity, true herd immunity.
Mm-hmm.
And the therapeutics, you know, that President Trump is touting, the monoclonal antibodies, we don't have that yet scientifically proved that it's going to work for everybody. So the economy could still stay medically depressed for a year or even longer.
Are you worried that we're putting too much faith in the treatment and the cure? That, you know, we still don't have a cure for the common cold or really the flu to a large degree. I mean, are you worried that we're putting too much faith in this? Because, and as you, I mean, you got to admit, Robert, a vaccine next year would still be unprecedented speed.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And you've got a lot of distress. A lot of people won't take it. And so I think a lot of people think, well, we get the vaccine or we get, you know, the monoclonal antibodies, we don't have to mask and we don't have to social distance. And the problem with that is that virus may still be around and will be popping up. And basically, you're not going to get Main Street back, you know, mom-and-pop businesses and now they've gone out of business. You're not going to be able to get them to come back until people are afraid of dying,
until we completely open the economy. And don't forget this, Robert. I've been talking for 6 months about prepare for COVID-21.
Well, that's right. This could mutate. Exactly. It could be worse.
We already know that it is mutating.
And we're not fully prepared. We got to be, you know, you've talked about redundancy. We have to really You know, I think we ought to invoke the Defense Production Act, and we ought to have a lot of supplies in reserve in case the next one comes.
It's going to change our supply chain. We've got to rethink our supply chain. That's another thing that I've been trying to focus on. So, last thoughts, Robert.
Right.
What do you think? Go forward. What do you think 2021 is going to look like? Quickly.
Well, I think I'm cautiously optimistic, but I'm still anxious, and I think that's where the country is.
I think we all are. I don't think there's any question about that. Yeah. Hey, Robert, good job today. I'm proud of you for your book, Resolved. Right. The book is called Resolved, folks. Debate can revolutionize education, help save our democracy. Robert and I disagree on many things, but on this thing, we completely agree. Robert Lighton, folks, he'll be back another day. We always get smarter when he joins us. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Agree with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.